My grandmother was a quintessential American pioneer. In 1891, when she was 17, her family left the comfort of their home and heritage in Marietta, Ohio, to seek their fortune on the American prairie. Her father, Frank D. Booth, was the son of Horatio Booth, a boat pilot on the Ohio River, and the grandson of the first mayor of Marietta, James Mather Booth, an 1804 immigrant from Manchester, England. For over 23 years, Frank Booth was a pilot of the 138-ton J.H. McConnell, a side-wheeler passenger steamboat that ran from Parkersburg, West Virginia, to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was a Civil War veteran, having served as a private with Union troops at Harper's Ferry in the fall of 1862, where he was taken prisoner and paroled. He married Nanny Leach Hill, with whom he had three boys and three girls, including my grandmother, who was born in Marietta in 1874. Her name was spelled R-I-T-A, but pronounced Rita. Frank Booth left his work as a riverboat pilot in 1890. He probably quit because the riverboat traffic was declining due to the emergence of railroads, and because of the attraction of getting 160 acres of virgin prairie land under the Homestead Act of 1862 for only $1.25 an acre. He chose land near Delight, Nebraska, a rural farming community in Custer County, where he started making improvements on a homestead. In 1891, he packed up the family and traveled by train from Marietta to a temporary residence in Des Moines, Iowa, renting a boxcar to carry their furniture and one Jersey heifer. 2 years later, the family moved from Des Moines to Delight. At age 19, Grandmother Rita began teaching in a rural one-room sod schoolhouse with a dirt floor and a wood-burning stove to stave off the brutal Nebraska winters. Families paid $1 a month for each student who would ride horses to school during warm weather and come by sleds in the winter, pulled by horses or dogs. By the time Grandmother Rita was teaching, most of the Native Americans in Nebraska were living on reservations, but there were still roving bands of the Great Sioux Nation. On one occasion, several Indians on horseback rode up to the school, probably just out of curiosity. My grandmother, who was small in stature, but knew how to handle a rifle, stepped outside and told the Indians to leave. They held their ground without speaking. At that, she took aim at a small bird flying high above and fired. As the bird hit the ground, the Indians left. In 1898, when she was 24, Rita married James Albert Tracy in Des Moines. He was 2 years older, but had attended the same high school in Marietta and had come west to Iowa to court her and attend Drake Law School. After their marriage, they moved to Sioux Rapids in northeastern Iowa, where he took up law practice, and where first a daughter, Bonnie, and then a son, James Albert Jr., my father, were born. By 1909, they had moved to Antelope, Nebraska, where Rita gave birth to her third and final child, Helen. 5 years later, they relocated to the small community of Fort Morgan, Colorado, the county seat, located along the Stagecoach and Wagon Overland Trail, which ran from Atchison, Kansas, to Fort Bridger, Wyoming. In Fort Morgan, they raised their children to be independent, self-sufficient Westerners with a love of nature and thirst for adventure in the true American pioneer spirit.